Motion carries with Supervisor Hamburg absent by prearrangement.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. The crafting of the county's cannabis cultivation ordinance has been hampered by the often unexplained sudden departures of people in several key positions. These include Supervisor Tom Woodhouse, Agricultural Commissioners Diane Curry and Joe Moreo, Cannabis Program Manager Kelly Overton, and now Supervisor Dan Hamburg. Hamburg's absence during the process of crafting the ordinance was explained by a letter from the Fair Political Practices Commission directing him to recuse himself. But as of November 16th, Hamburg had been missing with no explanation for at least 2 weeks. In July, Hamburg and Supervisor John McCowan formed a cannabis ad hoc committee. They were supposed to make recommendations about amendments to the cannabis cultivation ordinance to the full board. On October 29th, committee members were scheduled to present their work to the public before bringing it to their colleagues. Hamburg did not attend that meeting due to an unspecified emergency. He was absent by prearrangement from full board meetings on November 6th and November 13th. He missed a fourth meeting on November 16th, where the full board discussed the committee's recommendations. KZYX left messages for Hamburg and his partner, which have not been returned. CEO Carmelangelo did respond to a text message, saying Hamburg was absent by prior arrangement and she had no additional information. Neither the county nor Hamburg's family has released a statement about where he is or why he is absent. I asked about it during the public comment period on Friday morning.
Good morning, Sarah Reith with KZYX. I'm wondering if anyone has any information about where Supervisor Dan Hamburg is, and if he's absent by prearrangement, for how long has he arranged to be absent, and why is he absent, and can we expect to see him again? Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the extent of the response in the morning. After lunch, the board took up the committee's recommendations. McCowan introduced the item.
I regret that we don't have a full board today, and that's due to circumstances that we're not at liberty to discuss. But I do want to emphasize that Supervisor Hamburg participated fully in the ad hoc process in developing these recommendations, meeting with stakeholders from a broad diversity of groups and individuals, and meeting with staff.
Supervisor Dan Jurdy had some questions. Angelo expanded somewhat on her earlier statement.
So the ad hoc committee was scheduled to have one public meeting before providing its recommendations to the full board. And it's my understanding that meeting was on October 29th.
Correct.
And Supervisor Hamburg was not present.
Correct.
And to my knowledge, neither he or his family has informed the county whereabouts, where he is. So how does anyone know whether he agrees or disagrees with any of the recommendations of the committee?
Well, I guess you could say that I'm not being truthful, but we did review all of this. Whether we have an email paper trail that confirms that, I tend to think that we do. But you prefer to view them strictly as my recommendations, I guess you're free to do that, but it's a little insulting.
I just don't know. Do we have any information from Supervisor Hamburg or his family about where he is or what his position is on these different recommendations?
Chair Kroski, Supervisor Jurdy, the best answer on that is no. What I know is that Supervisor Hamburg did ask to be excused this month from meetings, which he has been. I have no idea currently where he is or when he will be back. If I do get information, I will certainly let this board know, but I have no information to share at this time.
Okay, I just partly wanted to get that out there because it was relayed that we're not at liberty to disclose, and that's not really accurate. We don't know where he is. That's different than we're not at liberty to say where he is.
I will say that this Board of Supervisors has no information. Absolutely. You have no information, except that he's not here, and that certainly the family will keep us informed, or he will, as to when he's going to return or not. That's all I know.
And so if members of the public, residents of the 5th District or residents of the county want to know where he is, they should contact his family, not just the county of Mendocino.
They certainly, you know, certainly the media and others have contacted us, and the statement that I have just made is a statement we are making because that's what we know. I would not even say anything that they should contact the family or not. We have no information. Whatever the media chooses to do or any constituents choose to do is up to them. Thank you.
The board was considering 17 recommendations from the ad hoc committee. These included the hotly contested possibility of opening up rangeland to new applications subject to a use permit, and the transferability of permits, which was enthusiastically supported by the cannabis community. As many of the items met with a 2-2 vote, nursery owner Ron Edwards coined a phrase.
Okay, I think we are suffering the curse of the ad hoc committee. Last time we had an ad hoc committee, we had a supervisor missing, and it was complicated issues, and I was a little skeptical going into this with the two different perspectives, but after talking with John and Supervisor Hamburg, I truly believe that Supervisor McCowan is representing the viewpoint of the ad hoc committee. In fact, I think that it was very clear that we would have had a different vote on some of these had we had the whole board here. And I think that once again, the cannabis community is suffering due to attendance. And I don't know how we can correct that or fix that, but I'm very concerned about that.
We'll go into more detail about the recommendations and the votes tomorrow. County staff plans to work on the amendments and bring them back to the full board on December 11th. The only thing we know for sure about Supervisor Dan Hamburg is that he will retire at the end of his term in January of 2019, at which time Ted Williams will take the 5th District Supervisor's seat. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright.